Hi there, and welcome to Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm your host, Jan M. Flynn, a writer who has honed my overthinking through years of experience. So if your own thinker gets a little carried away with itself from time to time, I offer you a little weekly break from the voices in your head by listening to the ones in mine. And speaking of inner voices, I'm honestly interested in yours. If you have thoughts, comments, or suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear overthought on an upcoming episode, I hope you'll reach out. You can email me at heresathought8@gmail.com, contact me via my website at janmflynn.net, or DM me on Twitter at janmflynnauthor, and you'll find those links in the show notes. This week, I'm definitely overthinking an experience I recently had. It has to do with receiving a compliment from a stranger, which normally would be something I would relish. This one, however, felt unsettling. I think I just got my first old lady compliment. Here's how it went down. I was leaving the store just as she was entering, a dark-haired woman, attractive, probably in her late 30s or early 40s. She swept in through the double doors on a gust of energy and fresh air, her companion, another woman, trailing her. Seeing me in passing, she smiled brightly and told me that I looked pretty. "Thank you," I said, a little startled, as she swept past me. The whole exchange took 2 seconds, tops, but I stepped out of that store into an altered reality. I'd walked in as myself, a woman of a certain age, comfortable in my skin, happy with my silver pixie hair, moving my yoga-toned body through my day with purpose. I walked out, wondering if the rest of the world saw me as a doddering old dear. Do you think I'm overreacting? Let's deconstruct. To be accurate, the woman didn't just say, "Oh, you look so pretty." She said, "Oh, you look so pretty." The way you would speak to a little girl in a sparkly dress, or to someone's toy poodle, or to an old lady. I know that tone of voice. It's the one I used to hear lobbed at nursing home residents back when I visited my mother in the years following her stroke. My older sister employed it all the time, bestowing old lady compliments on random inmates like candy. "Oh, don't you look pretty in all your bright colors? Look at you with your hair all done. Don't you look lovely?" I would cringe inwardly, even while I smiled at the objects of my sister's regard, these women who were just trying to totter or wheel themselves down the hall. For their part, if they responded at all, it was with polite but weary smiles, apparently all the reinforcement my sister needed. My sister meant well, but those old ladies weren't fooled. Don't get me wrong, I love compliments. Mark Twain once said, "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment," and I'm right there with him. One of the advantages of having hung out for a good number of decades here on Earth is that I've learned something about compliments, both how to respond to them and how to give them. As a young'un, I did all the wrong things when receiving a compliment. If somebody told me they liked my haircut, I'd make some crack about how this was the only style I'd found that didn't make my head look like a coconut. Or I'd do that awkward, knee-jerk, reciprocal thing. "I love yours!" Despite my appetite for approval, I found other unconscious and graceless ways to respond when someone commented positively on my work or achievements or, especially, my looks. Being young and still silly, I was hardly alone in this habit. But it's a habit everybody needs to get over. Thankfully, I had an older woman in my life who set me straight. She was a respected, rather formidable professor who, when I'd clumsily demurred after she'd made a nice observation about my work, arched one eyebrow and said, "When someone gives you a compliment, simply say thank you and leave it at that. Anything else is a rejection." Her remark was equal parts rebuke and permission, and I never forgot it. And here's the thing. As soon as I stopped my reflexive deflection and simply said thank you, I was also able to simply enjoy whatever compliments I received. A good compliment is a gift, one given freely, without expectation of any return besides acknowledgement. the gracious and appreciative thank you that is all that needs to be said. The whole purpose of a compliment is to make its recipient feel good, assuming the compliment is sincere. Backhanded, manipulative, or passive-aggressive compliments, like, "I love the way you just wear anything," those are a different species and a topic for another day. Let us return to the compliment bestowed upon me by the younger woman at the store. Now, I'm sure she meant well. She was a perfect stranger who, out of an abundance of goodwill, had simply taken the moment to say something nice in passing. To an old lady. Me. Perhaps she thought she was lifting my spirits because, God knows, those of us in our dotage can use all the encouragement we can get. Maybe she hopes to look as intact and mobile when she reaches her later years. Maybe I reminded her of someone who is an old lady. I'm glad I said thank you and left it at that. She was, like my sister on those nursing home visits, just trying to be nice. And maybe it's time I readjusted my sense of how I look to the outside world. Aging, I've learned, is a continuing process of readjustment. Something else I've learned. Compliments only work as intended when given to people you regard as your equal or a bit above. Unless you really are talking to a child or a pet. Otherwise, you're either patronizing or fawning. There is always a little risk in giving compliments, especially to strangers, because you can't be certain how they'll land. I don't let that stop me. I take that risk often myself, because when a compliment works, it's like a superpowered smile, something that has the ability to brighten someone's day. In that spirit, I will continue to appreciate any compliments I receive and to freely offer my own whenever I can. But should you come across me tottering about somewhere in the world and you want to brighten my day, maybe don't tell me I look so pretty. Tell me I look like a badass. Thanks for listening to Here's a Thought. This episode was produced by me, your host, Jan M. Flynn. And if you're new to the show, I hope you'll subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. As a podcast listener, you have a lot of influence. You can really help build a show's audience by leaving a nice review or a star rating and telling your friends and family about it. I'm always looking for your feedback and suggestions, so do check the show notes for easy ways to get in touch with me. And if you'd like to support this show by helping to defray its expenses, you'll also find a quick and easy way to do that. For now, may you bask in the glow of many good compliments, and may all your thoughts be good ones.